We're doing Marah Brachot. We're up to here, Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom by the two dots. Tanya, we have the following braisa. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Gimel Matanot Tovot Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. God gave Israel three good gifts. V'kulan lo nitanan ela al yedei yisurin. And he didn't give them in the easy way, but rather God said you could only acquire them through afflictions. What are the three good gifts? Eluin, the following are the gifts. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Ma'olam Haba. Torah, the land of Israel and the world to come, can only be acquired through affliction. No other way. Torah minayin. How do you know that Torah cannot be acquired in any way but through afflictions? Shnemaz, the verse says, the verse says, praised is the person that you afflict and you teach him your Torah. So you see that you want to get Torah? You got to do it through afflictions. There's no easy way. Eretz Yisrael, if you want to acquire the land of Israel, the only way to do it is through afflictions. It's not going to come easy. You want to make Aliyah? Don't expect it to work smoothly. And that's just the beginning. The land of Israel is only acquired through afflictions. As the verse says, just as a man afflicts his son, so do Hashem afflict you, and he's bringing you to a good land. And afterwards it says, because God is bringing you to a good land. Well, you want to get there, it's not going to go easy. Good things have a price. Olam Haba, the world to come, as it says, "Dichtiv kineh mitzvah v'torah or v'derechaim tochot musar." A mitzvah is like a lamp, the Torah is like the light, and the way to life, well, the way to the eternal life, to the world to come, is through tochot musar, through a person being rebuked, through the afflictions of this world. That's how you can get to the world to come. So the world to come can only come through afflictions. It doesn't come easy. Tani Tani Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, the Tana, the guy who knew prices by heart, he quoted the following thing in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol osek b'Torah v'gmilut chasadim, whoever deals in Torah and kindness, v'koveret banav, and he buries his children, mochalin lo al kol avonotav, all his sins are forgiven. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shlemat Torah v'gmilut chasadim, I understand Torah and kindness, dichtiv as the verse says, v'chesed v'emet yichupar avon, with kindness and truth, sin is for atoned for. Chesed zogmilut chasadim. Chesed is kindness. Shneimar, as the verse says, rodef tzedakah v'chesed in tzachin tzedakah v'chavod. Emet zot Torah, and truth is a reference to Torah. Shneimar, as the verse says, emet kenev al tinkor, acquire truth, don't sell it. So I understand chesed together with emet, kindness together with Torah. Okay, that atones for sin. But how do you know that when he buries his sons together with those two, then everything's wiped off, his slate is wiped clean? Tanaleahu Saba, that elder Elio Anavi, taught him Mishum Rashbi, Ati Avon Avon. We have a derivation, the word Avon appears in two places. Over here it says, with kindness and truth, sin is atoned for. So you have the word Avon in that pasuk. V'ktivatam, and it says over there, M'shalem avon avot el chek b'neihem. God pays off the sin through the children. So you see that avon over here is a reference to the children paying the price, and over there when it says sin is atoned for, that's also a reference through the children. When you have Torah and kindness and children, that a person loses his children, God forbid, that's a person whose slate has been wiped clean of sin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught something that seems contradictory to this. Rabbi Yochanan taught negaim uvanin enan yisurin shel ahava. The blemishes of teras and children, which at this point the Gemara assumes means a person burying his children, are not afflictions of love. They do not bring a person to the world to come. So on the surface, this seems to be contradicting the earlier quote where we said burying one's children does bring him to the world to come. And then the Gemara is going to explain that what Rabbi Yochanan meant over here is if a person is barren, has no children whatsoever. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself buried all 10 children of his. So the Gemara is going to explain that this is a reference to not having children altogether. And that's where we'll pick up tomorrow with this question, Mizrachim.